It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Romans. We're in Romans chapter 7. Romans chapter 7. And we're going to begin with the 9th verse today. Romans chapter 7, verse 9. And so while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street, just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you would like to use the phone and call us by phone, it was 217-847-2717. If you'd like to check our website out, it's parkviewbiblechurch.org. That's parkviewbiblechurch.org. If you'd like to email us, you could email us at parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. Either will be just fine. I hope that was enough time now for you to open your Bibles and prepare for the study. It's wonderful to study the Word of God, Romans chapter 7. We're going to begin with reading with verse 9. Romans chapter 7, verse 9. For I was alive without the law once, but when the commandment came, sin revived, and I died. And the commandment, which was ordained to life, I found to be unto death. For sin, taking occasion by the commandment, deceived me, and by it slew me. Wherefore the law is holy, and the commandment holy, and just, and good. Was then that which is good made death unto me? God forbid. For sin, that it might appear sin, working death in me by the good, by that which is good, that sin by the commandment might become exceedingly sinful. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. What verses of Scripture here? It's wonderful to study those, and we are going to enjoy them. Let's go to the Lord in prayer now before we begin the study. Father, it's wonderful to open your precious word, to read your precious word. Please just guide and lead us today that we may learn more about you. Enjoy this wonderful study together, dear Lord. Please just show us your way and will today. We ask for your perfect direction. We ask for your wisdom. And we know that we can have both if we know you as our Savior and walk each and every day. So please, dear Lord, just guide and lead us now through this precious study. Show us exactly what we're to learn. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. As we look at this 9th verse, we need to recognize that Paul is saying, I felt that I was alive before I knew the law. But when the commandments came, Paul was taught by the best. And so you see, he knew the commandments. So as we talked last time we were together, what is he talking about here? What is he making reference to? Because he knew the commandments. He could quote the commandments. He could quote the law. He knew the law. So how is it here that we could say when the commandments came as the 9th verse? And for I was alive without the law once, but when the commandments came, sin revived and I died. Now that seems very strange to a very educated man as Paul. Paul again was taught by the best teacher of its day. He was reared properly. He was taught the law, taught the word of God. How could he not know of the commandments? The difference is that there was a day that the Spirit of God touched Paul's heart and it opened his eyes, and he saw what the commandments really were saying. He saw what they really were telling him. and that is that he's a lost sinner, condemned to die. There is no life and no value, no grace in the works of the law. There was none. The law was perfect. There was nothing wrong with the law. The law showed Paul how evil, how wicked, and how off the mark that he was as far as salvation is concerned. And we need to learn this. We need to see that if we're depending on anything but the shed blood of Jesus Christ that was shed on the cross of Calvary, died there for you and me, if we're depending on anything but that, and of course we know he didn't just stay in that grave, he came out of that grave alive, victorious, wonderful. I serve a living Savior. He's at the right hand of the Father right now. I hope you know Jesus. I hope you know him as your Savior. Paul lived much of his life not knowing the Lord Jesus, being super religious. And maybe that's where you're at today. You're just really, really religious. You know the law. You know all the doctrines of the church. You know everything. But to this point, you have not recognized that when you try to do something other than coming by faith to Jesus, if you're trying to live up to the rules and to the laws to satisfy a righteous God, you're going to fail. And that's what Paul found out. And that's what he's telling us here. Sin was there all the time, but until the day that the commandments came up on him and he recognized his conscience was asleep, sin was not, he wasn't disturbed by his sin. He thought he was fine because he followed every letter of the law. He kept every letter. He was a Pharisee of the Pharisees. He was great when it came to religion and being religious. But that is not enough. And that's what Paul found out. And that's what Paul's trying to say here to you and to me here in Romans. And we can't miss it. The strength of sin that brought the sting of death to the Apostle Paul was the law. Once he finally recognized the law, then he realized, then he was made sure of what was going on. All right, now I've got a problem because I'm going to die in my sin. And you see, the Holy Spirit doesn't just show us how evil and wicked we are. When he has helped each one of us to see that we're lost, then is when he shows us how to be saved. So you need to look to Jesus. You need to trust in the Lord Jesus. Again, the strength of sin that brought the sting of death to the Apostle Paul was the law. And as we look at this verse, in ninth verse, "For I was alive without the law once, but when the commandment came, sin revived and I died." Sin revived and I died. We got a couple of verses of scripture here we're going to look at today. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Verses 56 and 57. The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. It shows us, to every letter, it shows us our condition. We're a sinner. We're lost. And the law does that. It shows us that. But thanks be to God, which gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 7 through 9. But if the ministration of death, written and engraved in stones, was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses for the glory of his countenance, which glory was to be done away, how shall not the ministration of the Spirit be rather glorious? What a promise. Verse 9, for if the ministration of condemnation be glorious, that's what the law did, it condemned us, it killed us, much more doth the ministration of the righteousness exceed in glory. As we look at these words and this scripture, it is wonderful to see each day what the Lord has given us through His Son, the Lord Jesus. Paul found this. Paul recognized it. The law was never given to bring life, but to bring death. And that's what that seventh verse of 2 Corinthians chapter 3 says. But if the ministration of death, written engraved in stones, was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses for the glory of his countenance, which glory was to be done away. You see, it was given to us to bring us back to Christ, to bring us back to the Lord Jesus. That was its purpose. And for us to miss the Lord Jesus and go to the law or go to the, to a church and just abide by their ways and miss Jesus, please don't. Because Paul lived after the greatest, the most wonderful in their eyes, in the straightest sect there was, the Pharisees. You know, there was a note here made, and I very seldom do this, but it just describes very well the condition that Paul was in. And it was a definition given in the Dr. Schofield, the Schofield Reference Bible. And there were three things here that he lists, and so I'm going to read those, and so hopefully this will help. This is Paul's religion. He was a godly Jew under the law. He held himself to be blameless concerning the law. He lived in all good conscience, and he did. Now, we've got a couple of verses of scripture here before we go on to number two and then on to number three. But as we look at Philippians, Ephesians, Colossians, missed it. Galatians, Ephesians, giving you plenty of time to find it yourself. Philippians, there we come. Philippians chapter 3, and we're going to look at the sixth verse. Philippians chapter 3, verse 6, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. That was Paul. Let's look at Acts. Book of Acts, Acts 23, verse 1. Acts 23, 1. And Paul, earnestly beholding the council, said, "Men and brethren, I have lived in all good conscience before God until this day." Paul woke up. I hope you see that. Now, the second one here, with his conversion came a new light upon the law itself. He now perceived it to be spiritual. He was just looking to the letter of the law, and when the Spirit convicted his heart. He recognized that the letter of the law was going to condemn and kill him. We can look to Romans chapter 7, the 10th verse. And the commandment which was ordained to life, I found to be unto death. He now saw that so far from having kept it, he was condemned by it. He couldn't keep it. He thought he could. He was living a life that was above reproach, and he thought he was fine. And I hope the whole purpose of these studies is that you see Jesus and you recognize you need to trust him as your Savior. Don't trust on baptism, or don't trust on your church membership or your good works. Trust in Jesus as your Savior. Please. He had supposed himself to be alive, but now the commandment really came and he died. When Paul went through this, we really don't know. We're not sure how soon that he woke up and recognized all this. You know, when you're born again, it takes a while to see. And, you know, he was blind there for those days. And it's felt that he kind of held with that much blindness, difficulty to see anyway, all of his life after that point. And it could have been that when he went away, because he was away in the desert, and so maybe that was it. We don't know, because Paul was taught by the Lord. And it's much better to be taught by the Lord than it is to be taught by man. When you're taught by man, you have man's opinions. We need to be taught by God so that we know and can trust in his perfect work of salvation. This 10th verse, as we read 9 and 10 now, and we're still finishing up the third part of Dr. Schofield's comments here. And the commandment which was ordained to life, I found to be unto death. That's verse 10. And now he knew himself to be dead to the law by the body of Christ and in the power of the indwelling Spirit. You see, that's what took place in Paul's life. He died with Christ on Calvary. Now, Paul's death was, when Paul experienced this, it wasn't as many years as when we passed, as we've experienced it. For us, it's over 2,000 years. And yet it's still the same that Paul is speaking of here. The law, if you really look at it, you'll recognize that you're a sinner. It's holy, it's perfect, and we can't keep it. The law's not the problem. I'm the problem, and I need a Savior, and so do you. I hope you trust in the Lord Jesus. Now on to verse 11, and it says, "For sin, taking occasion by the commandment, deceived me, and by it slew me." Taking occasion means to make a start from a place, a base of operation. Paul is saying that sin, taking the commandment as a starting point and occasion, deceived me, and by it slew me. Sin. When you look at the commandments and it brings you to that place that you're worthless. When he tried to keep the law, he was deceived. But when he really recognized the law as being perfect, and he wasn't, he couldn't keep it, no matter what man might say to him, it slew him. Verse 12, "Wherefore the law is holy, and the commandment holy, and just and good." This kind of brings together verse 11. The holiness and the goodness of the law is proved by the fact that the law slays every sinner with whom it comes in contact. the law brings the condemnation. When the law came, and again, Paul knew the law. Paul could quote the law, but all these years, he didn't apply it to his heart. But that day on the road to Damascus, that Holy Spirit got a hold of him and showed him what the law was, and he recognized how filthy and how dirty he was and how much he needed a Savior, and he trusted in Jesus that day. I hope you have a road to Damascus. I hope you know the Lord Jesus, because that's a day you'll never forget. Paul never forgot the day he met Jesus, and you won't either. And if it's something you can't pin a day down, I'm not talking a definite date. I'm just talking about the place and the time. I don't remember the day that I got saved. I know it was in the evening, and I know that it was in 1975. And it was in the summertime. But that's as close as I can get you as far as the time. But I can take you right to the place. It was between the house and the Pharaoh house. Strange place to be saved, isn't it? I'll tell you what, you can be saved anywhere. When the Spirit of God is working on your heart, He showed me the law. He showed me that I was a sinner. And that day, in that time, I got down on my knees and asked Him to come into my heart and save me. And He did. 1975. Lots of years ago. It's been wonderful. Don't miss it. Please don't miss that time to come and to walk with the Lord Jesus. We need to understand something. God has not changed His mind about His law nor about sin. His law is perfect, and He hates sin. Can't tolerate it. If you were just guilty of one sin, you'll never be in His presence. Oh, there'll be a day, I say never be in His presence. I suppose you will be. Because there'll be a day that you will stand before Him and He will judge you. And He will say, I did not know you. Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. And He will cast you into the lake of fire. I want to spend eternity with Him. I don't want to meet Him upon the day of judgment. I don't want that. And I'm going to miss that because I don't need to attend. I'll be in the presence of the Lord. Verse 13 of chapter 7. Was then that which is good made death unto me? God forbid. But sin, that it might appear sin working death in me, by that which is good, that sin by the commandment might become exceedingly sinful. We just continue here. Why does Paul spend so much time trying to explain that we can't keep the law? It's because most folks try to keep the law. All of his brothers and sisters, all the Jews, they all believed that they could keep the commandments, they could keep the law, they could keep all these traditions, they could bring these sacrifices, and all was well. Paul says, no, not all is well. I was deceived. Now I see. That's the reason Paul is taking so much time here to explain back and forth. Verse 4 of the 10th chapter of Romans, verse 4, for Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believes. So we fulfill the law. Christ fulfilled the law. And we, as being a part of His death, also a part of His resurrection, and also the law has been satisfied because the Lord Jesus died on the cross. Now, as we go back to the seventh chapter here, to this 13th verse, was then that which is good made death unto me? God forbid. Once again, Paul asks a question and gives the answer. Did that which is good become death to me, which was the law? The law is good. The law is perfect. And he answers that question very quickly and says, God forbid. God forbid. So it was not the law that put Paul to death. It was sin. The law showed him. So it was by the means of the law, but the law did not put Paul to death. It was sin that caused that. And many times people say, you know, a holy, righteous God would not send anyone to hell. No, he doesn't. You're right on that account. But you may end up in hell. Because you see, God brought us the law so that you could see how much of a sinner you were. And then there he had his open arms ready to save you. If you'll just come by faith. He's not sending anybody to hell. But there'll be millions there for one reason. Because they thought they could keep the law. And they have rejected the Lord Jesus. The intention, this divine intention, was that sin would appear sin. That was the purpose of the law. So that sin would show its true colors. Boy, that's a case for today, isn't it? Sin sure doesn't show its true colors today. We're set upon a political correctness mode today, not upon sin. Nobody calls sin sin anymore. Everybody thinks they're good enough. Well, there's going to be a day that they will stand before a righteous God, and they will know their sin. And they can beg and plead for forgiveness, and they can beg and plead that God would look the other way, but he won't. He can't. Otherwise, he would not be a holy, righteous God. His law is perfect, and he stands by his law. And the only way that you can have any hope is by the Lord Jesus, because he fulfilled the law. And if you believe in him, if you take the place with him, then you've died with him and risen with him. What a wonderful day if you know Jesus. Sin's true colors will be seen, and it's seen through death. Just been to a funeral. Death is real. You can convince yourself that you're going to be one of the elite and not die, but I promise you, you will. You're going to die. The only folks that aren't going to maybe not have to face death are those that know the Lord Jesus, and Jesus comes to get his church. But if you don't know Jesus, then death is certain for you. Now, the scripture in this 13th verse says that it might appear sin, working death in me by that which is good. The law is good. But if we're trusting in the law and not in Jesus, it's going to condemn us and it's going to kill us. And we need to understand that. So the true color is seen here of the sin, because it brings death. And death is certain. You know that. Sickness and all that is because of sin. But the death... death is certain for man through that which is good. Now, we need to understand that the law shows us just for one purpose, that we'd come by faith to Jesus, ask him to save you. What an opportunity. Paul wants us to fully understand that the letter kills, the law kills, but the Spirit brings life to us, makes us alive. What an awful thing that sin is. That by the holy and just law of God, it can bring death to God's creatures. But that's exactly what takes place. Death. And unless you come by faith to Jesus, you're going to die in your sin. You're going to spend eternity in the lake of fire. The gnashing of teeth, pain and suffering never ends. Please, my friend, come to the Lord Jesus. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?